reach into the airwaves for your listening.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for the survival of Western and Christian civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They're my views, and hopefully they're going to be the views of Fred Sievert, who's supposed to be with us for this hour, and I'm really looking forward to talking to him, but right now we haven't been able to reach him. So if you have any questions or comments, why, you can always give us a call. Well, I think maybe I think Fred is actually here. No, it says not. I'm not answering. So basically, if you have something you would like to talk about, don't be bashful. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295, and we just love to hear from you what you're interested in. But basically, of course, the whole of the Middle East, the Near East, is certainly really almost a seething cauldron of. And if you look and see what's going on over there in the Ukraine, this is totally, totally contrived. Basically, we had a stable situation there. We'd had it for many years. And the Ukraine was pro-Soviet, but it was always operating independently. The CIA put out $5 billion to destabilize the Ukraine and to create the situation that we have today. And so basically, though we have now an unstable situation, we have certainly a battle being fought between the pro-Western and the Russian forces there, and certainly people have been killed. Hundreds, if not thousands, of people have been killed. We have a very, very unstable situation, and well, certainly, where is this going to end up? Well, it's as a result of this, of course, as you know, why they have put sanctions onto Russia, and Russia has responded by putting sanctions onto Europe. And those sanctions have had a severe impact upon Germany and many of the European countries, and they're even going to have some effect on America, because certainly they have to do with food that we were getting from them that they will not be getting, and certainly we don't know what's going to happen. But basically, sanctions are an act of war. Nobody may be telling you that, but sanctions are an act of war. And so basically, it's unfortunate, but we have the prelude to what I fear is a war going on there. And then, of course, we have certainly the revolutionary movement, the effort to overthrow the existing government in Iraq. ISIS seems to be a great new political force in that part of the world. The problem is that ISIS is created by the CIA. It was originally funded. It was originally trained, and this was several years ago, and now, of course, they are. First of all, we formed them and we bombed them, and people say, why would you do that? Well, you have to have an enemy if you want a war, and this is what it's really all about. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, and we're going to have to do open lines. We can't get hold of Mr. Sievert, so give us a call. 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. We'd like to know what you'd like to talk about. I'm sure you have all sorts of subjects, and since there's no guest, and since I'm taking, as you know, chemotherapy treatments, and it's a little hard having to do the program without guests, but if you certainly can give us a call, why, we'll talk about whatever you'd like to talk about. But then, of course, we have the instability in Egypt. We have the instability in Tunisia. We have the instability in Libya. And all of these things are a prelude, I think, to a major war in that part of the world. And most Americans think this is not going to affect us. I really feel we're living in prophetic times, and the terrible things are going to be occurring in the next coming weeks and months. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295, and we look forward to hearing from you. Give us a call.
Silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Garlic, there's no medicine, natural or pharmaceutical, that can top it. Whether it's your arteries, your immune system, your heart, or your brain, garlic protects in incomparable ways. And garlic not only boosts your immune system, but directly attacks all incoming bacteria, viruses, and fungi. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Most researchers use allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, which common garlic pills don't produce because acid in the stomach destroys the enzymatic production process. Garlazyme is the exception. Its patented alkaline mineral base protects the enzyme that activates allicin in the acidic stomach. And garlazyme also buffers garlic's pungency, odor, and breath. It's sociable garlic. Buy garlazyme in quantity for less than $9 a month, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955 to order Garlazyme now. Garlazyme, it's the goodness of Mother Nature for civilized society. 866-674-3955.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High-protein, high-energy, freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations, or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here. It's going to be open line, so we look forward to hearing from you. Give us a call at 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Give us a call. We'd love to talk about whatever you'd like to talk about, but right now we have Herman on the line. Hi, Herman. Do you have a question or comment?
Yes. The situation in Missouri, Ferguson, with the riots, the looting, the several people that have been shot there. And if our listeners will go to Jim Stone Investigations, you can Google that up. He gives you tons of links to show that's another false flag operation. Somebody has been paying to bring busloads of provocateurs into that area, even from out of state. Who would be doing this? It's just amazing. And, of course, the media, I watched CNN Live yesterday in midday, and the reporter, and of course they're waiting for the next thing to happen, and he mentioned in passing that some of the shopkeepers said these are not local people. So what do you think is happening?
I think exactly as you say. I think this whole thing is staged. I think that this happened. The initial incident certainly was a spontaneous one. What really happened? There are so many conflicting reports that the fellow was running away, was shot in the back, and he fell down, and then he was shot, in the head when he was laying on the ground, and then other reports that he had suddenly all the shots were from the front. He was charging the police officer. Where do all these conflicting reports come from? This is a coordinated effort to actually confuse people as to what's going on, but it is being used to create political instability. And I think you're absolutely right. I think that most of the people demonstrating are demonstrating in a peaceful manner, but there's a small contingent of professional agitators, and I suspect that these are actually employed by our government to justify the use of police state techniques to control them. And this is unfortunate, but this is the way the system works. And basically, we've seen this time and time again. I can remember the riots up in Washington some years ago, and basically, most people were demonstrating legitimately, but of course, there were the professional agitators who had come in, who were actually brought in to precipitate this whole issue. And I think that this is exactly what's going on there from my point of view. I think that probably our government, our CIA, the Office of Homeland Security, somebody is paying these agitators to come in and break in suddenly into the buildings. And suddenly, in fact, on one evening, suddenly the police were told not to interfere with the looting. And it was simply because many of the store owners were armed and were standing there in their stores with their weapons that they were left alone. Otherwise, of course, the shops were not guarded, they were looted and destroyed. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. If you have a question or comment, give us a call. But go right ahead, Herman.
Well, the other story that's on Jim Stone Investigations is the children that have been coming up from Central America, supposedly on trains. And Jim Stone happens to live in Mexico. He spent several weeks going out. He went to the train yard. The video is on his website, and he interviewed the people who are guards at the train yards, plus some that sell food, etc. And the one big video that the government and the news media used to show tons of children on trains, on top of the trains, was actually done on a railroad siding using junk equipment. And you can see that this stretch of railroad is completely overgrown with weeds. They show another section where a train supposedly derailed, and you can tell nothing had been running on that track for a long, long time. So again, I ask, why on earth and who would be funding this type of misinformation? But not only that, the children are here. They're being escorted. They're being taken to different parts of the country by the thousands, I guess. And the government, which is headed by our great president, Barack Hussein, don't forget his middle name is Hussein Obama, who was raised a Muslim and who wears a Muslim ring. But anyways, he is the head of this government. And if he's not doing his job, I think he should be impeached. And unlike, Boehner, who says, well, we should sue him, I agree with you, Stan. We should begin impeachment proceedings and make the congressman stand up one way or the other.
I agree with it totally. But basically, the tragedy with this whole situation is, it is part of this move towards a one world government. Now, basically, some years ago, why we suddenly started doing abortions, we've killed 60 million young people who would ordinarily be citizens now growing up and ready to work. I've killed a whole generation of young people. So 60 million are not there, and we need the people to work. And so they intentionally bringing in people from other countries to be the workforce. And whether it's 11 million or 30 million, we don't know how many people are here. But they come in, they're hardworking people, they want a better life. I don't blame them at all for wanting to come. But then, of course, this is organized effort to bring the children in. And basically, it pulls on your heartstrings. I mean, who could be against children? Who would want to send children back to a situation where they wouldn't have an opportunity? Far better to keep them here and raise them up in our ways, and certainly whether it's a million or 2 or 3 or 4 million, we don't know what they're doing, but this is all coordinated by the globalists. And until people understand that our country is not run by Congress, our government is not run certainly by our courts, or not even by Obama, but we have a small clique. I call them the globalists. I call them the Brotherhood of Darkness. And basically, they are the people, probably not more than 4,000 or 5,000 of them, who come from the Council on Foreign Relations and the Bilderbergers and the Trilateral Commission and the leadership of Masonry and the Skull and Bones, the Bohemian Grove, and I list all the people there and all the various secret and covert groups in my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. But basically, of course, they are working behind the scenes to bring about this one world government and to destroy the sovereignty of the United States, and they're doing a good job of it. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. It's open lines. But basically, the reason that nothing is being done to stop the illegal immigration is because basically the people who control our government want this illegal immigration. They want to do away with national sovereignty. They want to do away with national borders. They want to unite eventually Mexico, the United States, and Canada into the United States of North America and have a similar situation in South America. But nobody has the courage to come out and tell the American people the truth. And that is, we've been taken over by a subversive element whose loyalty is not to the United States, but to this globalist dream. Go ahead, Herman. Did you have another question or comment?
Yes. Well, on 60 Minutes Sunday night, they did a segment on this trading of stocks using these systems, computerized systems. And they're going to try to straighten that out. But I saw an article today on Steve Collins' website. He's Googling Stephen M. Collins and his blog. He pointed out with links that more than 50% of all the stocks in the world are owned by central banks. And the question comes up, are the central banks in effect rigging the markets? And should they decide it's time to pull things down, they have the power to do it. Have you heard of this?
Well, I wouldn't be at all surprised that the central banks are among the major holders of stocks throughout the country. I hadn't heard that they were holding 50% of the stock. I wouldn't be surprised, but I just don't know how to verify that one way or the other. But there's no question the stock market is rigged. And basically, of course, the banks, the central banks, work together in concert. And basically, what is their goal? Well, if you read Professor Quigley's book, Tragedy and Hope, A History of the World in Our Time, on the top of the page 324, why, of course, he says, you know, the central banks have another goal, and that is to create a financial system in private hands operating secretly that will be able to control the governments of all the countries of the world and the economy of the world as a whole. That is the function of the central banks. The central banks are the real major coordinating force in our society today. And most people have never heard that quotation, but you'll find it at the top of page 324 of Tragedy and Hope. And Professor Quigley was totally in sympathy with this idea. He believed, of course, as people are too dumb to rule themselves, that you need a ruling elite, and the central bankers certainly should be able to do this. I don't think he understood the satanic nature of the forces that are working behind the scenes within banking today, or the fact that this is a spiritual battle. As with so many intellectual principles, why Professor Quigley was quite willing somebody to go along with the system and certainly and to allow it to evolve. But basically, he did in his book, he did a wonderful service for us because he went into the fact that the central banks really run the world. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And if you're out there in the audience, give us a call. And it's going to be open lines for the rest of this hour. We do have a program for next hour. And I'm very sorry we're not able to get home Mr. Fred Siebert, who is supposed to be our guest this evening. We'll be back in just a moment here at Radio Liberty.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food, and processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it. Taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy Aging Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now 1-866-405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here, and we do have Fred Siebert on the line. Hi, Fred. How are we doing?
Good evening, Stan.
It's good to have you with us, and I don't know what happened, whether we had the wrong number or anyway, it's just good to have you. And well, why don't you introduce yourself to our audience, and then we'll get into the subject, which I thought was fascinating you're going to be talking about.
Sure. Yeah, I'm Fred Siebert. I was president of a Fortune 100 company, New York Life Insurance Company, and decided at age 59 to retire early to pursue a number of passions, probably the most important of which was I really felt my spiritual development and education was deficient. So I retired and went to divinity school for 4 years at Yale, obviously a fairly liberal institution, but and I have pretty strong conservative views, both theologically and politically. But I enjoyed the experience, and it was a great experience. And now I have come out of divinity school and written a book called God Revealed. Subtitle is Revisit Your Past to Enrich Your Future. And it's really about my encounters with God and a number of experiences throughout my life. It was written not so much as memoirs. It sounds like memoirs, but it really is not, because what I did was I have included reflection questions and chapter exercises at the end of every chapter, and encourage the readers, in fact, to revisit their past, to think about times in which they were struggling and times in which God may have been uplifting them and carrying them through the difficult moments in their lives. And if you were to go on Amazon.com to order the book, or Barnes & Noble, and you look at some of the customer reviews, the vast majority of them say that's the real value of the book, the introspection that it causes among the readers.
And once again, the title of the book?
God Revealed, Revisit Your Past to Enrich Your Future. And you can get that on Amazon.com. A number of Christian bookstores are carrying it, and I've got a special going on right now, as a matter of fact, where the Kindle version or the Nook version on Barnes & Noble can be downloaded for free. And the reason I did that, and I convinced my publisher to allow me to do that, because they don't get any kind of a percentage on it, is that I really want to get the message out. And for me, it was never about making money. It really was about getting a message out about God's work in our lives and encouraging readers to come to some of those revelations and discoveries themselves.
Well, why don't you go ahead and give us the background of what you've covered and your own personal experiences with our Lord, and how you're convinced that the God is real, not simply some imaginary being.
Yeah. Well, you know, Stan, one of the interesting things about me is my background. You wouldn't typically think of me as someone to be giving a Christian testimony. And the reason is there are elements of my background that are somewhat unique, particularly in combination. So let me just talk about that a minute. I was not raised in a strong worshiping Christian family, unlike many Christians today who've been brought up in a Christian household. I was not. And it was really through a mystical adolescent experience when I was 12 years old that I really came to establish an enduring faith in a living God. And that experience, just to describe it briefly, was I was sort of meditating one day in my bed alone at home. I wasn't sleeping. I wasn't self-hypnotized. I was just thinking about a number of pretty deep theological questions for a 12-year-old, you know, asking myself how matter came to exist from nothing. Was this really created by an omniscient God? Was an omnipotent God? Was there always a God? And is there a God still living today? And will he be with us forever? You know, those kinds of questions, and also, you know, who's this guy, Jesus Christ, and what's his relationship to, you know, the divinity? And I was thinking about these things and, you know, not getting a lot of answers, but I suddenly felt myself almost in an out-of-body experience, lifted up above the bed, really in this warm, it's very difficult to describe, but I was in this warm, in the presence of the Almighty. And I really felt, I didn't have a vision, I didn't hear anything audibly, but I felt like God was reassuring me, you know, that the answers would come and that I'd understand at some point. But in fact, He was there and would be there throughout my life. That gave me an enduring faith and really gave me a burning desire to learn more and to study and to serve the Lord over time. Now, the interesting thing is it wasn't until divinity school where I...
Well, I'm going to ask you to hold that thought. We're going to have to take a break here. We'll be back in just a moment.
Absolutely.
Most of you now know why so many people think that miracle. To increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
Garlic, there's no medicine, natural or pharmaceutical, that can top it. Whether it's your arteries, your immune system, your heart, or your brain, garlic protects in incomparable ways. And garlic not only boosts your immune system, but directly attacks all incoming bacteria, viruses, and fungi. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Most researchers use allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, which common garlic pills don't produce because acid in the stomach destroys the enzymatic production process. Garlazyme is the exception. Its patented alkaline mineral base protects the enzyme that activates allicin in the acidic stomach. And Garlazyme also buffers garlic's pungency, odor, and breath. It's sociable garlic. Buy Garlazyme in quantity for less than $9 a month, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955 to order Garlazyme now. Garlazyme, it's the goodness of Mother Nature for civilized society. 866-674-3955.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food. And processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and suddenly Fred is describing that when he first goes to school, he's going to be going to Yale Divinity School. He's 59 years old, and his adult daughter, go ahead, pick up the story.
Yeah, she was visiting us, and as I opened the door to the house to go to the car, she yelled out to me, "Play nice with the other kids and don't forget to share." And, I, you know, it was a cute thing to say, and it was funny at the time, but I was, the whole way I was driving up to New Haven to Yale, I was thinking about that, you know, don't forget to share. And I actually told that story several times at Yale because I was there to share my experience. You know, ultimately, many of the experiences that made it into the book I've with the other students at Yale. So, you know, I really enjoyed the interaction with the faculty, with the other students, sharing my experiences, hearing about their experiences. And it really was a great experience. You know, Stan, how many people say to themselves every day, I really know I am happy right now. And for me, that was exactly how I felt every day when I was in divinity school and how I feel every day today. And it's really because when you think about it and analyze it, it's because I'm in God's will for my life right now. I loved what I did at New York Life. I think I had an impact. I shared my faith at work and with thousands of employees. But, you know, now I think I'm really following God's will, having written the book and, you know, the speaking engagements and those kinds of things, radio shows like yours, and TV shows I've been on. I'm very happy because I really feel now I'm stepping up to the calling that God has given.
Right, we'll go right ahead.
So, yeah, the book itself, let me just explain the genesis of the book project, because I think people might be interested in this. I went to dinner with my other daughter and her husband while I was still in divinity school, and she said to me, I end up telling them stories about experiences of my life, not all faith-based stories, but many of them faith-based stories. And she said to me at the end of the dinner, she said, you know, Dad, you've probably shared those stories with thousands of New York Life agents and employees, and many of them you haven't even shared with your own family. And she said, you know, you really need to memorialize them in writing for the benefit of the family. And, you know, that hit me hard because she was right. I hadn't shared a lot of those stories. So I started to make a list, and I had probably a list of 50 or 60 things I could write about. Started to write about them. I was still in divinity school, so I didn't have a lot of time to do that writing, but I took a story at a time. And I published some in magazines, and one of the professors at Yale put me in touch with this literary agent, and she gave me some very good advice. She read the stories, she liked them, said they were very inspiring. But she said to me, you know, Fred, she said, the memoirs of the President of the United States will sell. Memoirs of the President of New York Life will not. She said, you really need an underlying theme, unifying theme to these stories if the book's going to sell. So what I did at that point, which was really a critical moment in the writing of the book, is I started to replay the tapes of my life, thinking back on when I was struggling with financial matters. I remember one time I actually went to a lawyer to talk about filing for bankruptcy. I mean, we all have these struggles, loss of loved ones, relationship issues, times when I thought my career was in jeopardy, my job was in jeopardy. And I started thinking back on those, and I said to myself, you know, how did I get where I am today? How did I get through all that? You know, was the Lord lifting me up and carrying me through those episodes? And lo and behold, you know, going through that exercise caused me to come up with many, many more of the stories that are in the book. And that led to this subtitle, Revisit Your Past to Enrich Your Future, because I'm encouraging my readers to do exactly the same thing. Think about the past. Think about situations in which you may not have realized it at the time, but in hindsight, you realize that God was, in fact, lifting you up and carrying you through some difficult times. And when I talk now to study groups and Bible study classes who are using my book, they say to me that really was very important. And more importantly, it was the fact that it causes them now to be more sensitized and attuned to God's presence in their lives going forward. So, you know, this is really the purpose and the value of the book. In fact, you know, going through that exercise that I went through was kind of another God-revealed moment for me. And just uncovering some of these episodes and experiences where there's no doubt in my mind that God was there with me. And, you know, many of them I knew, many of the stories in the book I did know immediately. You know, I palpably felt God's presence in a very meaningful way. But there are others where, you know, it was much later that I realized the extent to which God was really guiding me, directing, you know, performing miracles, whatever. So that you know, that's sort of the background on the book. It's doing well.
Could you give us some examples of some of the miracles that you've actually witnessed or seen?
Yeah, sure. One of the more dramatic ones is that there's a story in the book that's called The Miracle of Childbirth and Adoption. And my wife and I were both told that we would never have children. Independently, each of us would never have children. We had gone through tests. We had gone through fertility treatments. My sperm count was extremely low. And we even tried in vitro fertilization, and that didn't work because my wife was told she would never have children. So we adopted two Korean orphans when they were babies, my two oldest daughters. And then we adopted a special needs child when she was 2.5. And lo and behold, after 16 years of marriage, along came the miracle of the birth of Zachary. You know, and this is one of those cases where we prayed for years about, you know, giving birth to a natural born child. And, you know, there's a chapter in my book that's entitled God Revealed in His Perfect Timing. And, you know, in this case, we ended up giving birth to Zachary, my oldest son, and then to Corey 1.5 years later, my next oldest son. And, you know, these were real, true miracles in my view, but they were deferred. And I tell people now that the real miracle wasn't so much the birth of the boys as it was the infertility for all those years, because it allowed us, my wife and I, to enjoy the experience of the three adopted daughters, who also could be considered miracles in their own way. So there's an interesting side story to that, too, as well, that I'm sure you'd enjoy and your listeners would enjoy. Is I ended up, after the birth of the fifth child, ironically, my second boy, getting a vasectomy. And when I went to, we were living in Detroit in a far western suburb, and the gentleman, the doctor who had been my fertility doctor, was way on the east side, many miles away. And when I asked my urologist, my physician, for a urologist to do the vasectomy, he referred me to the same a doctor who was in the same medical building on the east side as the doctor that did the fertility treatments. And in fact, the very day that I went to have the vasectomy, I went into his office to explain to him why I was there. And, you know, he came out and he said hello, and I told him I was there to have a vasectomy. He looked totally shocked. I said to him, you know, we've given birth to two boys naturally. And he said, well, was it in vitro? I said, I'm having a vasectomy because these were naturally born children. And he just sort of got this puzzled look on his face. He congratulated me and walked away. And I thought to myself later, you know, that was an odd reaction. But, you know, perhaps it was his view that he couldn't accomplish what only God could accomplish. You know, maybe he wasn't ready in his own mind to accept that, because I talked about it as a miracle when I talked to him about having the boys. So, you know, that's just one example. But there are many others. My father had a near-death experience in which, you know, I was right there with him. And, you know, that was, for him and for me, you know, just a very reassuring moment. Because I think he found the Lord late in his life because of my own testimony to him and to my mother. And, you know, he was suffering from cancer and on his deathbed, and he went into a coma for overnight. In fact, we thought the hospital was going to call in the middle of the night to tell us he had passed away, and they never called. The next morning we went back, and he had suddenly and sort of miraculously recovered and was sitting up and was very lively and talkative and very happy. And the reason he was so happy is he felt himself in the presence of God during that coma. He talked about the white light. He didn't say he saw Jesus, but he talked about, you know, really under feeling he was in the presence of this immense love and graciousness, and he couldn't wait to go back. So he came out of it waking up and feeling in great spirits. I mean, he ended up dying about a week later. But, you know, it really was a great experience for all of us. And that's another story in my book as well. So, you know, there are 31 stories in the book, not all of them about, you know, incredible miracles, but really about God's presence through so many episodes in my life. And again, I ask at the end of each story reflection questions and try to trigger introspection on the part of the reader.
And once again, let's get the book's title out. Somebody just called in and asked for it.
Yeah, God Revealed.
God Revealed.
God Revealed.
And you can get that on Amazon, I'm certain.
Oh, yeah, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, all the Christian, all the book-selling sites. And, you know, it's also available in a lot of bookstores, but, you know, people have told me they have to ask the store to order because they ran out or whatever. But, you know, I'm very pleased with the reaction to the book and particularly the follow-up. You know, the interviews I've done, the meetings, sermons I've preached, the churches I've visited, book clubs, study groups, and so on. In fact, one of the things, I'll just mention one of the most gratifying events that has taken place since the book was published, and I've done this about eight or nine times now, is my own church came to me after the book, right around the time the book was first coming out, and it was the men's group. And they said to me, Fred, you know, our men's group has become nothing but a social event. And we'd like you to think about a way to take it beyond that and generate some spiritual sharing. So I thought long and hard about that, and what we did is we set up a dinner, and I did four speaking segments, short speaking segments, about 5 to 8 minutes each, before each of the courses of the meal. And since it was a men's group, we all know that men don't share their emotional experiences as easily as women do, and they're reluctant particularly to share a spiritual experience that evokes a lot of emotion. They just don't like displaying that. So I was aware of that, and I decided I would start out initially with a very safe and easy topic that people could talk about. So I talked about balancing faith, family, and career and sort of the coping techniques that I came up with in doing that throughout my career because, you know, this was a type A personality type group with a lot of hard-charging businessmen and so forth. And, you know, I knew that that would generate a lot of discussion. So after talking about my experiences, I asked them around the table as they were eating their salad in small groups, 6 to 8 people at a table, I said, you know, talk at your table about any coping techniques you've developed and share those with others. So that was very engaging, a lot of discussion. And then before the entree, I got up and talked about a story in which I had really palpably felt God's presence. It was called, it's in my book in the first chapter, Epiphany in India. It was a situation in which I witnessed at a cardiac facility a quadruple bypass surgery, and I was right in the operating room standing about 2 inches from the top of the head of the patient witnessing this surgery. And it was really a profoundly spiritual experience for me. You know, this happened, by the way, late in my career. I mean, this was just 10 years ago. But it was a very spiritual experience for me as I was watching near the end of the surgery, them sewing on the sutures and the heart beating again. And I thought to myself, you know, open chest cavity, a beating heart. And I kept thinking to myself, you know, how did this ever happen? I mean, even a unhealthy heart can beat continuously for 70 or 80 years. It never stops. It doesn't stop when you sleep. This really was God's marvelous creation in front of my eyes. And you don't often think about that because, you know, you don't think about your heart beating unless you try to go out, do some really strenuous exercise or run a mile or whatever. And this, I called this catching a glimpse of God. And then I asked people at their tables to talk about when they've caught a glimpse of God. And again, there was a lot of engagement around the table, very, very much involvement and people sharing a lot. And I had told them at the beginning of the session, by the way, that it was perfectly acceptable to cry. And don't worry about spilling your emotions. And also, if there's anything you want to talk about that needs to be kept confidential, we will, I'm sure your table mates will fully honor that. So, you know, that was a great experience. Then finally, I won't repeat the third story, but I told another story about experiences that were typically, that most people would call, you know, incredible coincidences, and in my view, they were way too coincidental and were really providential. And I asked them at the end of that session to share experiences in their lives as they thought back on it, where this may have just been something providential and not coincidental. So a lot of sharing went on, and one of the greatest moments since I wrote the book was at the end of that evening, I got an email from one of the participants who said to me, Fred, tonight I sat at a table with guys I've known for 15 years, but I didn't really know them until tonight. So it just points to the power of spiritual sharing if people will get themselves to that point of sharing those kinds of experiences.
Fred, what is your website, since people can get your website?
Yeah, it's called GodRevealed.com. All one word, no dashes or dots.
GodRevealed.com. Our guest has been Fred Siebert, and we're talking to him about his book, about his website. And here's the former president of New York Life, actually becoming a minister, not actually a minister, but at least going to divinity school so that he can better understand and communicate what both of us, he and I, believe in, and that is that God does work in the affairs of men.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Have you noticed that America is changing? Our nation is changing because public education is systematically destroying our faith in God and country. They have succeeded. What can you do? If you love your children, take them out of public school and consider homeschooling. The Robinson Homeschool Program is a 12-year curriculum devised by a Christian educator. The classes are presented on CDs and dozens of books are included. Thousands of youngsters have taken the course and successfully gone on to college. The modest price is only $195. If you'd like to obtain some additional information, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. So if you love your children and want them to succeed, call 800-544-8927 and ask about the Robinson Homeschool Program.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today. From
Thank you.
God bless.
God bless.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and we do hope, of course, that you've enjoyed the conversation with Fred Siebert. And here's a former president of the New York Life Company, Life Insurance, and certainly very, very successful financially, who gave up certainly a lucrative living and certainly went to divinity school and now has written a book. And really, through the book, he's trying to get people to have a personal relationship with our Lord. Now, there are a lot of people out there who find it very difficult to believe that Christianity is real. I will never forget my skepticism 50 years ago. I was talking to my minister, and I said, look, but how do we know it's real? How do we know that God really can change our lives? I mean, it's one thing to say this, but how do I know? And he said, well, I'll tell you what, we'll give you sort of a two chances, you know, if it's get down on your knees and ask God to come into your life and to take over control of your life. If it's not true, nothing's going to happen. But if God is real, why, of course, he will change your life forevermore. So we got down on our knees together, he and I, and suddenly I asked God to come in and take control of my life and profess my belief and desire to become a Christian. I got up and nothing had changed. And it really went until the following day when I was in the office and something came up where it would have been very easy to have told a little white lie. Somebody asked me if I'd looked at the records and I could have said, oh, yes, and then gone and looked at them. But suddenly I realized I couldn't. I could not say that I'd looked at the records because I hadn't. And I suddenly realized that I was a different person the day after I gave my life to the Lord. And when you give your life to the Lord, you'll find that your life has changed and you will become a different person. So suddenly, if you have any questions at all, would like to talk to us about Christianity, fine. Or find a minister who really believes in the scriptures, believes in the divinity of Jesus Christ and the miracle that is involved. Suddenly, in our personal relationship with our Lord. Now, basically, this is the time when I need to remind our listeners out across America that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported. And so we're dependent upon those of you who listen to our programs, who agree with our message, and understand we're involved in a spiritual battle for the survival of Christian civilization. We're under attack. The world you have known in the past was never coming back again. And this is not going to be a temporary phase, and then everything's going to go back to where it was before. We're moving into a period of chaos and crisis. We're going to be seeing the destruction of our monetary system. We're going to be entering into a major war, and I do believe that millions of people, if not hundreds of millions of people, if not billions of people are going to die. And if you read Revelation 6:8, they tell you that certainly a quarter of the population of the world will die under the guise of the rider on the pale horse. We're not imagining something. This is what God has predicted. And I can see these things happening, and I think you can see the beginning of preparation for this war in the Middle East today, because it doesn't make any sense. Basically, ISIS was funded by the CIA. Go up to your search engine and simply type in CIA funds ISI. You'll find what I'm telling you is true. But then they funded the Muslim Brotherhood. They funded Al-Qaeda. But the whole of the Middle East is going to go up in flames, and millions of people are going to die before this is over. And basically, of course, this is a prelude to the wars that are prophesied in the scriptures. Well, if you'd like to join the Radio Liberty family and help us try to prepare people for what lies ahead and certainly help them try to inform others so as many people as possible will at least be ready for the difficult times we're about to see, our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage is radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. We ask you to pray for America. We ask you to pray for revival for our leaders and our ministers, but please pray for Radio Liberty, our provision and protection. Our number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Until tomorrow at the same time, may the Lord be with you. Pray. God bless. This is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for the survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and for this next hour, they're going to be the views of Barry Shamage. And how do we really make any sense out of what's going on over the Middle East there? Well, I will tell you, certainly Barry Shamage, an Israeli patriot, has spent 30 years uncovering corruption at the highest levels of the Israeli government. And believe me, the people who run Israel today are totally corrupt. The average Jewish person, the average Jewish citizen, is a nice person who wants certainly just live a free life and be allowed to be free. But unfortunately, why Israel is going to be thrust into terrible, terrible times. But what is so really interesting is there's rising anti-Semitism throughout the world today. And as a result of that, an increasing number of people, like, for instance, French Jews, are leaving France. They're selling everything and either moving to the United States or moving to Israel, where they feel, of course, that they're going to be free. Well, basically, let's go ahead. Basically, Barry's son is in Gaza now. Certainly,
son is nowhere near Gaza.
Well, so,
I have a nephew that's there.
Well, basically, that is what says on the board here. Anyway, your nephew there. Anyway, go right ahead. You tell us the story. What's going on, Barry, from your point of view?
It's not my point of view. Believe me when I say I'm trying to sort it out. Look, let's recall a little bit of last week before we get into the wonderful news that an American journalist was beheaded and another one is on the way tomorrow, it looks like. And as I said last week on your show, remember this, I said this is all set up to get American infantry back in Iraq. And what do you say? The Americans are going to be ticked off enough about these journalists to accept infantry returning to Iraq. Just to remind you, I hate to I don't want to say I told you so, but you can already smell, you can smell what they're up to. All right, look, I'm going to remind you of another thing that I've been talking to you about and go into another. It came out 2 days ago. In short, what I've been saying is that Hillary Clinton, as your Secretary of Defense, Secretary of State, I'm sorry, in the year 2009, gave Hamas $300 million. And of course, Israel went crazy and said, "You don't give them anything. We have enough trouble with the Palestinian Authority without." Well, she did. Okay, she gave Hamas $300 million that were supposed to go straight into their salaries of their workers to rebuild the Gaza Strip. It went straight to the tunnels. Oops, I hear the music.
Went just straight to the tunnels, and I'm sure it also went for missiles as well.
Sure, what the heck? Throw it all in. It didn't go to good, though.
Of course not. But basically, if we don't finance Hamas, how can we have an enemy?
You weren't supposed to finance
them. I know, but basically the reality is that we finance these groups so we can have an enemy, so we can have the conflict. And of course, this rallies the government behind, or rallies the people behind the government. And this is the tragedy of what's going on today. And until the American people realize that most of what we see, hear, and believe is not true, until people understand that the propaganda is used on a regular basis to manipulate us, nothing is going to change. We'll be back in a moment with Barry Shamage.
And the storm clouds gather.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Garlic, there's no medicine, natural or pharmaceutical, that can top it. Whether it's your arteries, your immune system, your heart, or your brain, garlic protects in incomparable ways. And garlic not only boosts your immune system, but directly attacks all incoming bacteria, viruses, and fungi. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Most researchers use allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, which common garlic pills don't produce because acid in the stomach destroys the enzymatic production process. Garlazyme is the exception. Its patented alkaline mineral base protects the enzyme that activates allicin in the acidic stomach. And garlazyme also buffers garlic's pungency, odor, and breath. It's sociable garlic. Buy garlazyme in quantity for less than $9 a month, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955 to order Garlazyme now. Garlazyme, it's the goodness of Mother Nature for civilized society. 866-674-3955.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High protein, high energy, freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Sidney Perry is talking about how Hillary Clinton had given $300 million to Hamas. And basically, this was intentionally done so that they could build their tunnels and get more in the way of missiles. And, of course, they put pressure on Israel to allow suddenly the transfer of large amounts of cement to Hamas. Now, basically, well, this could be used to build homes, or it could be used to build tunnels. And basically, it was used to build tunnels, a whole network of tunnels. But the Israeli government knew what was going on. They could have destroyed the tunnels at any time, and they didn't do it. So nothing as it appears to be. Go right ahead, Barry.
You're one of the few people on Earth who understand me. That's exactly what happened. All right, but let's, again, for your loyal listeners, sort it out. All right, back to Dennis Ross's quote. This is, by the way, in the Washington Post last week. As the Israelis countered that Hamas would misuse the cement, and he admits, and they were right. All right, let's go on. The big question is, what was Secretary of State Clinton, why was she funneling so much to Hamas? All right, she hit the $300 million, by the way. She said it was all going to Abbas and the Palestinian Authority. That turned out to be a major lie, as I revealed on your show. But let's go on to this article. By now, Mrs. Clinton is attempting to distance herself from the president's debacles in foreign affairs. Ross's admission shows that it was she who sent her personal envoy to push for a policy that enabled Hamas to build the terror tunnels. In the real world, Ross is getting a twinge of conscience, all right? I believe that. It's possible that, you know, you want to keep your job, so you, the Secretary of State sending you on a mission, and you do it. Okay, it's possible. I think that, well, there's some reason why he's admitting this. All right, let's go on with this little article. Secretary Clinton evidently shared the dismissive attitude that Israel's too strong to be defeated when she sent Ross on his mission to get cement into Hamas's hands. And by the way, each tunnel is worth up to $10 million. It could have been used for good. Well, it was used for tunnels, which the Israelis have lost 70 of their finest young men destroying tunnels, and we'll go into that one second. But the big one is one of these tunnels was used by the kidnappers of Gilad Shalit. That was another operation. In that one, 13 dead Israelis. And, well, the removal from Israeli prisons of over 1,100 serious terrorists, leading to this latest so-called conflict, this war.
Let me just comment, Barry, because I think it's so important. If you're looking for logic, I mean, how do you get logic when Israel trades on sending 1,100 terrorists, many of them convicted murderers, to get back one Israeli soldier? I mean, does that make any sense to you? Oh, no, we do. We just love our soldiers. And ladies and gentlemen, this whole thing is so phony. But the average American citizen is too busy to be concerned. The average Israeli is so busy, he never stops and challenges. Why would you release 1,100 convicted terrorists, many of them murderers, to get back one soldier? Go right ahead.
Oh, plenty chance that. Believe me, the Israeli government, it's incredible they can get away with what they can get away with. Plenty of people see through it. All right, let's go on to let's just go on to my logic without getting lost. Let's finish with this article. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton committed diplomatic malpractice. Her own top aide, that's Dennis Ross, has revealed that it was she who put the cement into Hamas's hands, even after Israel repeatedly warned her that this was dangerous. And Israel suffers to this day the consequences. I'm going to gloss over the next one. Before this so-called operation began, it's a war. And by the way, Israel can't breathe. And it's now a war of attrition that could go on to the point where Israelis will wake up first thing in the morning wondering if their city's been bombed. And this could go on for years. I don't see a way out of this. I really don't. Israel's using a heavy hand against Hamas, but it seems ineffective. But let's just go and straight. This I reported on your show as well. In a way, you're just great practice for me. It gets my own logic and my own articles written. I might not do this without you. I mean, what the heck? The U.S. has been secretly holding Hamas with months and 4 months, and I reported this from BuzzFeed again on your show. Very, very quickly, they got a leak that said it was a good thing to negotiate with Hamas because, quote, our administration needed to hear from them that this unity government would move towards democratic elections and toward a more peaceful resolution with the entire region. Either he's nuts, or for some reason he believes that. All right? You know what? It might be the other one. There may be people who just buy into this stuff. But this is what he told BuzzFeed. To bring democracy and peace, we held negotiations with Hamas. Now, the U.S. went nuts denying this. The spokeswoman, Marie Harf of the U.S. State Department said, "These assertions are completely untrue. There's no such back channel," and on, U.S. Ambassador to Israel Daniel Shapiro further rebuffed the claim, stating emphatically to IDF radio, that's Israeli Defense Forces radio, that reports of secret talks are false. "We do not have ties to Hamas. We do not work with them. We will not give assistance to them." Now, we know that America gave them $3 million and lifted the siege so they could get the cement to build the tunnels. So he's lying through his teeth, which leads me to believe, well, you know, this leak was telling the truth. Before this war broke out, the Americans were talking with Hamas, and I'll bet you anything, they weren't talking nice things. Okay, we just rounded out. We just rounded out this American background. Now, let's not fool around with ISIS. Now, I wrote an article, and it's caused me a lot of troubles and a lot of heartache, but the fact of the matter is that there's a dam was taken in Iraq, the Mosul Dam, and water in the Middle East, I have stated again on this show, is going to be a weapon. It's going to break out. And, well, I said as soon as ISIS took the Mosul Dam, well, what can you say? America bombed ISIS. I wrote again, and I'm not going to dive into the same detail, but a reporter that at one time I did work with, we did two pretty serious stories, by the way, and that is Aaron Klein of World Net Daily, wrote a very, very convincing piece that I've quoted on the show, and I'm not going to return to it. But he claimed convincingly that ISIS was trained by the Americans. It began in the northern Jordanian town of Safawi, where the United States trained these rebels against Assad in Syria. And you know what good that did. 170,000 dead, over a million refugees. Yeah, that was a great operation, but they supposedly had good intentions in training the rebels.
And let me just comment. I know Aaron Klein. I've interviewed him a number of times. He writes for World Net Daily. I think he is a very reputable and honest and straightforward individual. And of course, Aaron Klein is saying that the CIA organized, financed, and trained ISIS. Well, that's this terrible group that's out there killing everybody, and now is talking about, well, they've already killed one reporter, and they're talking about killing another reporter, beheading him. I mean, what madness is this? Go right ahead, Barry.
This is reality. Okay, you could view it as madness, but I'm trying to be convincing that this madness does have a logic. Oh, gosh. All right, I'm doing my best, and I'm losing friends over this, but if we don't get a hold of this logic, we're going to be swallowed by it. We are swallowed by it. What are we saying? The whole Middle East is exploding beyond belief. There have been 200,000 dead in the last 2 years between Syria and Iraq. It is exploding, and it didn't have to. Well, before I go into the next segment, the United States trained ISIS. They reached the Mosul Dam, then he bombed them. There. That's how we will begin the next segment.
All right, fine. And I don't think there's anything to question that what Barry is saying is absolutely true. On one hand, we equip, we finance, and we train this group. On the other hand, we bomb them. Why? How can you explain such contradictory things? Well, of course, it is my contention. If you want to have a war, you have to have an enemy. And we've created the best enemy that American money could buy, and the average American has no knowledge.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food, and processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it, taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy aging, Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now, 1-866-405-4000. 405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Barry's just saying how disheartening it is, and suddenly the three Jewish boys who were killed. But the story that suddenly it doesn't ring true. I mean, basically, one of them is supposedly in this car. They've been kidnapped. And so he puts in a telephone call to the police. I mean, basically, you know, if you're going to kidnap kids, you wouldn't let them use the telephone to call the police, would you? And then, of course, when the police get the call, they ignore it. They say, oh, it's a prank. Go ahead.
And they released it 2 weeks later, and you get to hear the boys shot. Murdered. Oh, you forgot that little detail?
No, I didn't. I didn't forget it, but go ahead.
Look, the manipulation. Look, I'm not saying Arabs are saints. I really am not. but they're being used the same way Jews are. They're being created the same way Jews are. Hamas was revved up for this war and financed. Oh, look, I'll dive into, I just want to end one point before I dive into the latest, the water business. Now, I don't know if Israelis are just being dumb. I really don't, but they've got a solution to end all conflict in their region, and that solution is to supply desalinated water. And it sounds boring and irrelevant compared to the drama going on in the Middle East at this moment with dead bodies and confusion. But Israel announced that they have such expertise in desalination, they can supply the water to Gaza and to the Palestinian Authority. Look, I'm just going to quote this quickly again. I don't know if it's delusion. I'll quote, well, there's a couple people to quote, but I'll quote Gideon Bromberg. He's the Israeli director of Friends of Earth of the Middle East. So that sounds pretty darn, it says here, an environmental advocacy group. What he's saying is that so far we've constructed a desalination plant that we share with Jordan, and we've got four more others going up. Now, he says desalination. Now, here is where the complications. This is for long-term or not so long-term. They're going to be targets. Bromberg said desalination is not an overall end. It's not an end-all solution. It uses up an immense amount of electricity. But more to the point, there is an environmental issue that's getting really, really big with all these plants. Now, right now, he says, returning brine to the sea is minor. Remember, to get the water, you got to separate it from the salt. One little plant is minor. The whole problem is Cyprus, Lebanon, Egypt. Everybody's turning to desalination. And he says that that much salt creates, well, what he says, much more research is required. One plant is one thing. A whole region dumping immense amounts of brine back into the Mediterranean is going to upset the ecology and all this stuff. But one last point. Here's the quote. Relying so heavy on desalination creates a potential security risk. Missile strikes could potentially knock out large portions of the country's water. And he reminds us that in the war of 2006, Hezbollah sent rocks down on the Hadera power plant. Neither here nor there. Here's the final quote. This is from someone named Tanay of the Water Authority. Anything in Israel is vulnerable. Now, here is this. I think this is a rational person thinking. I hope people will be smart enough not to harm vital infrastructure. If he believes that, he doesn't have a clue. That, yes, they are. They are irrational enough to harm vital infrastructure.
Okay, fine. Well, I guess, of course, it's Barry Shamish. And we're talking certainly about what's going on over there. And certainly would Hamas be willing to destroy vital infrastructure? Yes, then Barry thinks that they would be. I'm sure they would be as well. But basically, everything is going to be done, in my estimation, to disrupt the Israelis. But let me point out the one interesting thing is, certainly Hezbollah has at least 125,000 missiles. Had they intervened during this recent conflict with Hamas, why, of course, they could have totally disrupted Israel. It was almost as if Hezbollah was trying to protect Israel. They certainly did not intervene. Nothing as it appears to be.
Hi. Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
Garlic, there's no medicine, natural or pharmaceutical, that can top it. Whether it's your arteries, your immune system, your heart, or your brain, garlic protects in incomparable ways. And garlic not only boosts your immune system, but directly attacks all incoming bacteria, viruses, and fungi. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Most researchers use allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, which common garlic pills don't produce because acid in the stomach destroys the enzymatic production process. Garlazyme is the exception. Its patented alkaline mineral base protects the enzyme that activates allicin in the acidic stomach. And garlazyme also buffers garlic's pungency, odor, and breath. It's sociable garlic. Buy garlazyme in quantity for less than $9 a month, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955 to order garlazyme now. Garlazyme, it's the goodness of Mother Nature for civilized society. 866-674-3955. 674-3955.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food. And processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Well, this is Dr. Stan and Sydney Berry was simply talking to Sydney about the tunnels and the fact that there were over 70 young Jewish boys were killed and in this effort to destroy the tunnels. And they could have been destroyed long before that. The head of the Israeli intelligence had come forward and said, look, those boys died for absolutely nothing. The tunnels could have been taken out years beforehand and nothing was done. And we have to ask why. Well, were they stupid? No, I don't believe so. I think they know exactly what they're doing. Then, of course, Barry began talking about Sydney anti-Semitism in southern Florida where he lives.
I live in northern Florida. Well, I'm fine.
Okay, but basically in southern Florida, three Jewish bookstores burned in the last 6 months. Within the last couple of weeks, a Jewish rabbi was killed. Before we go on, Barry, I want you to tell our listeners how they can get to your website, how they can get to your radio program, how they can get your books, and how they can get to your PayPal button.
Yes. My books are all at lulu.com. That's www.lulu.com. You'll see a search box right in my last name, Chamish. Chamish. For this particular story, I think Bye Bye Gaz is the book you want. Get the black and white, it's cheaper. And, well, what can you say? Don't pay for the color photos. Live with black and white. My website, David Samarin, is keeping it up. And it's barrychamish.com. And, yes, there is a PayPal button. People like Well, I'm going to say Kelly. She saved my life today. I was down in the dumps, and not just from all this, which has made me plenty down the dumps, but, you know, money too. And then I got saved today. There's a PayPal button on my website. What can I say? If you donate to me, I never forget you, and I take that very seriously. Now let's go back to this issue. The Jewish Christians are every bit as deluded as the Jews, the Israeli Jews. But look, my friend Nancy Nieder sent me an article from JerusalemWatchman.org. This is Stan Goodenough. I've known him for many years, 30 years. And look, I'll just quote him. It's easier. He's giving a letter to Obama, and he's saying that we pipe electricity into Gaza, drop leaflets over intended targets to give enemy time to escape and live to fight another day, and put our soldiers at risk rather than endanger the lives of Israeli-hating Gazans. You send official delegates to Cairo to hold negotiations whose goal mirrors that of the Nazis. And on he goes, and who would enthusiastically pursue that goal if only they had the wherewithal to perpetrate against Israel's Jews what Germany did to Europe. I wrote Nancy back. I said, quoting Stan's pie-in-the-sky analysis, is serious. Israel was chopped like liver for a generation until it's raining rockets. And most of the blame for this is the Israeli rulers and their blind moronic supporters. It's not the quasi-Nazis of Hamas. The Israelis are very, very controlled. Very controlled. Right from the top, and Netanyahu, who in 1977 was, he got a job at the first Boston group with Romney, who ended up running for president, and ended up running for prime minister. It's controlled. You can't get this level of coincidence. And by the way, I'm not going to dive into who the Council on Foreign Relations is, and Netanyahu actually joined them for a year in 92. I'm not going to do it. But if Israel thinks that they've got a democracy and a government that supports them, they don't understand, and we are heading into major, major trouble. Look, as far as the Jewish apologists are concerned, Hamas are Nazis, and we have to destroy them before they mass murder us again like the previous Nazis. Now, I wrote an article that, again, it broke my heart. There's no other way to explain it, but we're heading into the same mess. I actually called it, "I'm so sick of being a Jew." And by the way, I mean that. Now, in this article, I quote a rabbi from Hebron. His name is Chaim Simons. Shimon. It doesn't matter. In English, it's Chaim Simons. He wrote a very, very strong connection between this war coming up and the same disaster that befell the Jewish people. It was a war of labor Zionism against the religious, that's the Agudah Zionism, the religious Zionism, and the right-wing Zionism, that was the Chirut Zionism. They threw them out of the Jewish agency, denied them funds so that they would be slaughtered by the Nazis. Now, how much time do we have? If I have time,
we've got about 11, 12 minutes.
All right, then I'm going to quote Chaim Simons. I'll give you a few quotes. In you didn't know, you had a president who, Franklin Delano Roosevelt, he was trying to save the Jews. And he put together a conference in Evian, France, with 32 nations that the Nazis would have taken extremely seriously. The Evian conference would have worked.
And what year was that?
1938.
1938, okay. So basically the Germans were already beginning to persecute the Jews?
Not yet.
Okay, go ahead.
Well, they were certainly made their intentions clear, but Kristallnacht wasn't for a couple months after Evian, and then the Holocaust, then it began. But let's not dive into that right now. The fact is that Roosevelt, and by the way, there are all kinds of reports that he was an anti-Semite and did nothing to save Jews. You know, to organize a conference and get 32 nations to join it, all for the purpose of finding a destination for the Jews who are in tremendous danger from the Nazis, means he wasn't such an anti-Semite. But look, here's how the Jewish agency reacted to that. They met in Jerusalem after the conference to sabotage it. Now, I'm just going to quote you one member of the conference, Yitzhak Grunbaum. The Evian conference can be expected to cause us great damage. Eretz Yisrael could be eliminated as a country for Jewish immigration. We are very apprehensive that this conference, if it works, will be relegated to the end of the line. We have to prevent this damage. There is danger that while searching for a destination country, some new territory will be found to which Jewish immigration will be directed. We must defend our principle that Jewish settlement can only succeed in Eretz Yisrael and no other settlement can come into calculation. My goodness, they may have saved the Jews of Europe. But we're going to sabotage the Evian conference. Now, I'm going to give you Ben Gurion's speech about Evian. This was to the Mapai left-wing labor Zionist conference, the Central Committee. If I would know, this is Ben Gurion, the first prime minister of Israel. If I would know that it would be possible to save all German Jewish children by bringing them to England and only half of them by transporting them to Eretz Israel, I would choose Eretz Israel. Since before us is not just their fate, but the history of the Jewish people. In other words, I would slaughter half the German children. Look, this is a psychopathic rationalization. Nothing more. The founding of Israel was by psychopaths. And they lived with that. Now, I'm going to go to the punchline and then return to Ben-Gurion and Chaim Weizmann and the leaders of labor Zionists, making sure that anyone who wasn't one of theirs. Well, I'm going to talk about the transfer agreement, an agreement between labor Zionism and the Nazis to get their Jews to Israel and let the rest be slaughtered. Oh, it's such an awful history. It's so awful. Look, allow me to go to the punchline and then I'll return. One of the results of many, here's the quote, Jews screamed like geese when they were shot. A chilling interview with Nazi war criminal. I'm not going to give his name. He doesn't deserve it. But he was investigated by the New Zealand government, and he was filmed, and he was a member of the Lithuanian battalion, police battalion that slaughtered the Jews. And the world premiere of this documentary was a few months ago. Now, who wouldn't scream like a goose if you're standing in a field, probably naked, with your friends, townspeople, family, all being machine gunned to death on every side of you, and your turn coming up, all to create an atrocity against the Jews, later called Israel? And where does this nightmare of a country, who does it call to referee the end of this latest war with Gaza? Get ready for a quote. Avigdor Lieberman, Israel Foreign Ministry, called on Germany to find a lasting solution to the Gaza crisis. Reviving the EU Border Assistance Mission of 2005-2007 to monitor Rafah crossing. Lieberman wants Germany to take the lead in this mission as the wealthy leader of the EU. You don't have to be an idiot to see history repeating itself. All you have to be is the Israeli foreign minister. All right. All of this is just so disheartening to me. In the course of my article, I offered Rabbi Simon's marvelous work about how, he quotes the Agudah people. His name is Pinchas Gross. He was the public leader of Agudat Yisrael in Romania, explaining that the Zionists, the labor Zionists, were supposed to give public money to get their people to Israel, and they turned him down. They knew his people were going to be slaughtered. They were entitled to money to get people to Israel. They didn't get it. And I'm going to quote Ben-Gurion, and I'm going to quote Chaim Weizmann, and all of this, the Jews are having such a problem with me, such a problem, that their country was formed by nutcases. Maybe they weren't nutcases. Maybe their agenda in some way makes this. No, they were nuts.
I think for our listeners out there, you must understand the agenda was this. If you were a Jew and you were willing to go to Israel, why you would live. If you were a Jew who is not willing to go to Israel, you would not be able to escape from Germany.
That wasn't it at all. The Agudah Jews wanted to go to Israel. They wanted to save their lives. If you were religious, you didn't get the money.
You didn't get the money if you were religious, but Jews were blocked from getting into countries throughout the world. Initially, they could get into America and a few of the other countries, and pretty soon, immigration to other countries was shut off, and the Jews had no place to go other than Israel, and if you were a religious Jew, you couldn't get in. Go ahead.
Yeah, that's about right. Remember, where the Nazis captured 6 million Jews survived. Fewer than 100,000 did. I'm sorry, I got that wrong. 6 million Jews were slaughtered. Fewer than 100,000 survived. Now I'm going to read Chaim Weizmann. He was the first president of Israel, later forced. All right, I'm just going to read it. I told the members of the the Peel Commission, it's a British commission, that 6 million Jews want to go to Aliyah. One of the members asked me, do you think you could bring them all to Eretz Yisrael? On this, I answered that only 2 million we want to save. The old people will pass. They will bear their fate or they will not. They have already become dust to us. Economic and moral dust in this cruel world. I don't have to translate that for you, do I? We want 2 million. They'll help us build a state. The rest can die in the most cruel ways possible. too bad, we don't need them. Well, it didn't go right. He didn't get those 2 million. He got fewer than 100,000. Oh, I hear the music.
You go right ahead, though. That's the thing, what you're saying is vitally important. For people to understand, the Holocaust certainly never would have occurred without the support of some of these Jewish people who wanted to create Israel and were quite willing to sacrifice the millions of Jews as long as they could establish this new country. Go ahead.
Well, Ben Gurion's attitude, and this again is in the article I wrote, Palestine offered no solution for all Polish Jews. Immigration into Palestine was necessarily limited and should be a selected immigration. Zionism was not a philanthropic.
Hold that thought.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Have you noticed that America is changing? Our nation is changing because public education is systematically destroying our faith in God and country. They have succeeded. What can you do? If you love your children, take them out of public school and consider homeschooling. The Robinson Homeschool Program is a 12-year curriculum devised by a Christian educator. The classes are presented on CDs and dozens of books are included. Thousands of youngsters have taken the course and successfully gone on to college. The modest price is only $195. If you'd like to obtain some additional information, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. So if you love your children and want them to succeed, call 800-544-8927 and ask about the Robinson Homeschool Program.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Barry makes the point, and it's a very valid one. And it's so difficult to understand, but the Jews certainly wanted to establish Israel, and they were quite willing to sacrifice and have the Germans kill as many Jews as they wanted, as long as the a-religious or non-religious Jews were allowed. They thought they'd get about 2 million of them at Israel. They ended up getting 100,000. And the rest of them, because of the transfer agreement, they allowed to be killed, and you're never going to get this. And now, of course, we have another confrontation coming up over in Israel, where Israel certainly faces the destruction of the nation. And you have two components there. You have the atheist Jews, you have the religious Jews, about half of them are religious, who, and they certainly, but people do not understand of the close relationship between the labor Zionist Jews and the Nazis. And without the help of the labor Zionists, the Nazis never could have carried out the Holocaust. Well, this is the time when I need to remind our listeners that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported. And Sydney, if you'd like to get a copy of this program tonight, it was excellent, and you need to have this information, you need to get it out, so that people will really understand what is taking place. And then, of course, we do hope that if you're in a position to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters and supporters as we reach out 5 hours a day, 5 days a week, trying to get people to understand that behind everything going on today are powerful spiritual forces, supernatural forces that are simply plunging the world towards World War III. We are living in truly prophetic times. One of the prophecies was that Israel would be reconstituted in the latter days, certainly as it had, and they even named certain of the cities that would be there. And of course, the Israel was reconstituted along the eastern border of the Mediterranean. And everything that was prophesied about Israel has come to pass. And now certainly other things certainly are coming to pass step by step by step. And if you suddenly look and see how the countries over there are lining up, and you go into the background of the nations that are described in Ezekiel 38 and 39, you can see Gog and Magog and this whole unit suddenly that is prophesied well over 2,000 years ago in preparation to getting ready for the great final war that is coming. I think we're going to have several wars, and there's going to be terrible things happening, and I really think that America is going to be pushed out of the way. Certainly America is not named in prophecy, and basically we are still have the remnant of a Christian nation. The only trouble is they've infiltrated our churches, they've changed the music and the message of our churches, and our job is to try to get people to get back to the original Christianity that once made America the envy of the world. But as far as being the world leader, America is going to be replaced. And are we going to be replaced by a Europe? Under any circumstance, we're moving into very difficult and dangerous times. So we ask you, of course, if you're in a position to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters and help us finance our network of stations. We're 5 hours a day, 5 days a week. We try to explain to people what is taking place from a prophetic point of view. And certainly then, if you would like to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters, our number 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage is radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. And we certainly encourage you to go there to watch our DVDs, to listen to our radio programs, to read our newsletters, to read many of the essays that we have, to link to the various items that we have. But then, of course, we ask you to also pray for America, to pray for revival, to pray for our leaders and ministers. But please pray for my ministry, Radio Liberty, for our provision and our protection. And so until tomorrow evening, we'll be back at the same time. This is Dr. Stan saying good night, and may the Lord be with you.
Let us all be grateful.